Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we have anchored off the coast of Saba, and we have taken the land tour with Garvis, who we may talk to here in a little bit on the show. He is your tour operator when you hop in the cab and traverse the roads of Saba. One was the road they thought could never be built. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But he took us up to take a look at the airport, shortest commercial airport or runway in the world, supposedly. Pretty impressive. We saw no planes, or the planes that had landed didn't quite make it. So we'll find out what the deal is, a little bit later on. But no, they were fine. But we came by boat. And we stopped off at one of the places where you have to go when you come to the island of Saba. I mean, they're very unique. And it's a place called Joe Beans. And we have Joe Beans with us right now. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for coming up here.
Yes. She makes this unique glass jewelry, I guess. I mean, it's not even proper to call it jewelry. What do you call it, Joe Beans?
Well, it is. I make beads and small sculptures, mostly out of Venetian glass from Murano on a torch, and I give classes as well.
Yeah, she's very generous in showing people what she does. We walked in and she said, hey, I'm making a frog, you want to watch? And we're like, yeah, how you do this? And she has the flame going in front of her and doing all this glass artwork stuff. It's very, very unique. Unlike, you know, to go to another island in the Caribbean and you go into a gift shop and you buy a little trinket and you find out it's from Taiwan or China or something. That's not the case here in Saba. You go to Joe Beans and you actually find something that's actually been made right here by you. You make just thousands of these things, right, I guess?
I do. I make mermaids and seahorses. So if you can't find one on the reef that you're looking for, we can help you out here. I just started making crabs.
Crabs, that's right.
Using escargot shell.
So that's a real shell, and then you made the crab part out of glass. Is that right?
I did.
That's impressive. That is cool stuff. Now, one of the big highlights for the divers is these little dive emblems, little glass dive flags. And I have one of the necklaces from one of my previous trips to Saba, but now you have bracelets, rings, and earrings, the whole thing. And it's a very unique thing. I never see this anywhere in the world like this. This is truly unique to your place here, isn't it?
Well, yes, we export a little bit, but yeah. We put them on leather cords, we put them on gold and stainless and silver.
Right. But they could probably get. Can they go online and buy this stuff if they don't come
it's
to Saba?
Much better if they come.
Of
to
course,
Saba.
It is. Right. Yeah. So you got the dive flag jewelry, which obviously the people on the Explorer Ventures live aboard boats love to pick up. It's a very unique diver centric type of gift that you can take home to remember your vacation. Also, you have some recreations of the slave beads from St. Eustatius. I've read about those, a little purplish blue kind of beads that they used to. They gave these beads to the slaves or something, and then back in the day when they set them free, they chucked them into the ocean. And
don't think they actually gave them to the slaves.
They didn't give them.
They were purchased. The slaves were purchased by these beads.
Right.
And there's also a story that Manhattan, part of Manhattan, was purchased by these blue beads made in Amsterdam. And in addition to selling and doing demonstrations, I also do classes. So when you have more than a few minutes, you can come and make your own jewelry.
And you'll help them.
And memories, absolutely.
So you'll help them turn into, as opposed to it just turning into a big glass blob, you'll make sure it turns into something respectable and cool that they can take back home.
And I'll keep them from getting burned.
There you go. That would probably be a plus, too. But, you know, so you get the slave beads, you get the dive flags, and then the new thing. I love this. You're recycling Heineken bottles and turning them into glass jewelry. That's pretty neat, too. And the color is, you know, that bright Heineken green, right?
Saba emeralds.
That's what you're calling it? Okay, I'll go with that. Saba emeralds are really Heineken bottles recycled. But that's cool.
Hey.
What? You gotta drink the Heineken and recycle the product accordingly. That's a great way. I love what you do here. It's really unique, and that's, you know, that you're always looking for some memento to bring back to your non-diving friends back home or something to remember your trip by. And Joe Beans is obviously one of the coolest things I have found in all my travels. Really neat.
Thank you. Yeah. Let me show you the hatchling turtles that the king and queen and the former queen of the Netherlands has in their collection.
Show me. This will be great for the radio. All right, here we go. We're going to go look at some turtles and things and God knows what. Now, what is this exactly?
Well, you can describe them. They're little hatchlings.
Right.
The size and shape of the baby turtles that
Like a little green marine turtle or something, yeah. And what's that? What kind of glass is that?
That's colored Pyrex.
Okay, so kind of like a brown beige-ish type of thing, and then we got a green.
All kinds of different colors.
Yeah, very shiny, very cool, very unique.
Yeah.
And so you got a pink one there too, or is that lavender? What do you call that in Saba?
It's both.
Okay, we'll go with that.
So you can build your own hatchling.
Little baby turtle nest or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is really awesome. Really cool. Nelson, you've been around the block a few times on these trips. Have you ever seen anything unique like this on a trip where you can, you know, bring a souvenir home?
No, I haven't. And unfortunately, my wife didn't come on this trip. So guess what? I have to go home with something.
Exactly. That's why I'm here. Exactly. I'm trying to scope it out, decide what the wife will be happy with.
Guilt jewelry.
Yes, guilt jewelry. Yes. What do you think there, Jerry?
I think this is great. Unlike the rest of the group, I've been here a few times before, but I haven't been to Joe Bean. So I guess I owe you a beer for introducing this.
Well, make it a Heineken, then we'll turn it into some jewelry afterwards
like
or something. Yeah. You know, it's really cool. I mean, like I said, it's one of those little gems, no pun intended, that you kind of stumble across when you come to a place like Saba. And it makes it just that much better when you see something you don't see anywhere else in the world or throughout the Caribbean and all the islands. It's one of the unique things to this unique island, the Island of Women, which, by the way, is one of those things that back in the day they played this video on the boat from like 1939. And evidently the ratio for men to women was like 20 to 1. So for every man, there was 20 women, and therefore it got this nickname as the Island of Women. And, of course, that brought an influx of guys, you know, even back in the day. And in the videos, in black and white, totally, you know, it's not politically correct, especially considering today's standards, but quite humorous. And obviously the island has evolved since then, and the ratio has evened out. So Jerry was like, hey, where's all the women? You're like, that's what you were saying, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Then I find Joe Beans, and then I find all the women.
That's right, because they're looking at all the jewelry. That's how you get to their heart or something like that. Is that right?
That's correct.
So what are you buying?
It looks like I'm going to be buying quite a bit to make her happy.
Yeah? You got something you're zeroing in on, or what do you think?
I'm zeroing in on a few things, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, but you've never seen nothing like this before, have you?
Never have never seen nothing like this.
Yeah, you know, wait till we get down to Julieta's or Juliet's house, or I forget the name of it, but it's a little hideout bar that kind of overlooks one of the valleys here in Saba. It's so dramatic. The scenery, absolutely spectacular when you get up here. And it's kind of warm here in Saba today. And what's nice is when you get off the boat and you traverse up the slope to about 1,500 feet, 1,600 feet, which is where we are now. It cools off and it feels nice. There's a little breeze where it was like 90 degrees and, you know, hot and sweaty down there by the boat. Right, Jerry? So this feels like someone turned on the AC for us.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, there's a lot of clouds and mist, but it doesn't feel humid.
No.
It's kind of a dry cool, and you just can't take Saba all in one view. You've got to look and look and continue looking. Every time you turn your head, it's different.
It is. I mean, you know, the landscape, very mountainous, but you look down, especially, you know, from this place we're going to go to next, which is a cool local hangout. There's actually a couple of them, but Juliet's, right? Juliet's House, is that what it is?
That's where we're going next.
And the Tipsy Goat.
And the Tipsy Goat, which I haven't been in there since I was tipsy last time.
Well, there you go. We're going to go find some goats and God knows what else. But, you know, you usually find a very eclectic mix of tourists in this area, too. Not a lot of them, but just a few. We've already run into a couple from the Netherlands, and God knows who we're going to be buddying up to the bar with next. So we'll compare notes and talk more about Saba. The Island of Women, next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't this exciting?
It is.
It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no. No, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no. Your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might... You know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
I love you, too.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have arrived at the Tipsy Goat Bar on the island of Saba, one of my favorite hangouts on this beautiful island. The Island of Women, as they say. And Lisette is the bartender. Lisette, she is not from Saba. You're from where?
I'm from Colombia, but I'm living here like 5 years already.
5 years, and you were the bartender at the Tipsy Goat today. So you like this gig, I guess?
Sorry?
You like it? You like serving up beers, these Amstel Brights, to these divers?
We always welcome to everybody here to Ceiba, and a special tip to go a bar. It's the best bar in Ceiba right now.
In the world. Come on. Don't be shy there, Lisette.
Have a nice beer.
Have an Amstel Bright, right? Which is kind of unique for us, U.S. All the culture you want, right? And she's serving us up some food. And Jerry the Diver Guys and Linda Marge.
Greg, and she's beautiful, too.
Well, Ceiba is the island of women. You knew this, right, Lisette?
That's everybody say when they come here. Then if you want to know me, you can come to Tipsigoa Bar.
That's right. That's right.
No, you can't. You do not go. No, she's mine.
Yeah, what's going to happen after about three or four Amstel Brights, the goats are in trouble here when it comes to Jerry the Diver Guy. You know what I'm saying?
She's going to be my next future ex-wife.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what we're saying here? What happened here? We're laughing all week, then. You know already.
They laugh all week about it if it happens here at the Tipsy Goat. That's so true.
I like that. Yes. See, she's even got a sense of humor.
Well, they all do. They have to. Look at us. We're a motley crew, for sure. But yeah, you know, we're having a good time kicking back after our island tour with Garvis. Who's been touring us around. He dropped us off at the bar, as they do at the end of your land tour, and visit to Joe Bean's and some of the other cool shopping areas and scenery. We saw the runway, smallest commercial runway in the world, evidently, is right here in Ceiba. So we got a nice look and picture of that. Now, Lois is documenting our adventure visually. She's taking pictures as I speak here at the Tipsy Bar. And Tipsy Goat, and having a good time, right? You're the only one not drinking, so good luck to you.
Well, like they say, what happens here tonight, we'll laugh about for the rest of the week.
Exactly. At the bare minimum, for sure. But not only is she documenting everything for pictures and things on the boat and all the diving, she obviously is doing some underwater photography. And you've been having a blast, haven't you?
It's been really great. I've been diving for a long time, and anytime you go someplace new, there's always certain things that really stand out. And Ceiba and the trip so far, we've had some incredible sightings. So.
Yeah, this is all new for you. You've been around the world many times, but Montserrat was new, Redondo was new, Ceiba was all new to you too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I've done a lot of Caribbean diving, and it's similar but very different.
So what are you shooting exactly? Because you got like, I don't know, five or six cameras, it seems like. She's literally loaded down with so much underwater camera gear, it's crazy. But that's what you love to do. So, but what is your main camera setup that you're using this week?
My main camera setup is a Nikon D500 with a Nauticam housing, and I've got a couple of the Einon strobes, and it also shoots video, so I've got a couple of video lights on that. And then I just carry a little Olympus TG5 as a sort of a little backup camera, and it's great for shooting macro.
Well, there you go. So she has all the bases covered, macro, wide angle. She's shooting some underwater photography and topside for a future dive training magazine article that Jerry Beatty is kind of managing here as well. So, so far, what you've seen, especially on the island of Ceiba, what do you think makes this different from all the other islands? I know what I've shared, but what do you see that's different?
The topography is definitely different with the steps that go down and the sheer walls. I've done a lot of wall diving in Cayman, and that was spectacular, but this is totally different. This and the pinnacle was amazing.
It was. You know, it's so unique as far as an island in the Caribbean because it's so mountainous, and the scenery is just spectacular. Hanging out here and looking down at the valley, it's just, you just don't see this on any other island in the Caribbean. It's really remarkable. Once again, this was evidently the backdrop, or superimposed in the backdrop of the black and white version of King Kong for Skull Island. It was the island of Ceiba. So it's very dramatic how it just, you know, jaunts up into the sky, out of the straight out of the ocean. And it's just as dramatic underwater. I mean, the dive sites are pretty spectacular, too. But topside, this is so unique. And it's, you know, we're at about 1,500 feet right now, overlooking the valley. We got a cool breeze going, and it's pretty warm today. This feels pretty nice, doesn't it?
It's amazing. The breeze just is enough to keep you cool. It's not sweltering like other places this time of year, and it's just the views are fantastic. Like you say, they're just stunning, and nothing like it in the rest of the Caribbean.
Now, Lois picked up a pendant there at Joe Bean's of an octopus. Is that your critter? Is that your favorite critter to see underwater when you're diving around, or what?
It's not my favorite.
What's the favorite?
Well, that's hard to say. That's
the next thing you see kind of deal?
Jerry.
What?
Her model, Jerry the diver guy.
Oh, that's the next, that's probably the most unique creature you see underwater, for sure.
Yeah, he was having it on with a big lobster this morning, so.
Yeah, I don't know, it was.
Lobster one, too.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. What does
it? Because I didn't have butter and lemon.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know how to take this sometimes. But sometimes he says things and my mind goes in another direction. You know what I'm saying, Lois?
I know exactly.
You're picking up on it pretty quickly, yeah. I can tell. But that's Jerry the diver guy for you.
She's learning real quick.
She is. You were actually, this was the first for you to be an underwater model for Lois, right?
It's a first for everything on this trip. Out of the country, first time to save us, St. Kitts, St. Martin's, Montserrat, Redonda, and a model. My beautiful face is going to grace the covers of pages.
Well, don't jump the gun there yet.
Millions of pages. My beautiful face.
Yeah. Nelson just said there was an editor. You know.
No, look. He's drunk.
He's drunk too
much. Who's drunk?
You hear that?
I heard that.
Yeah. I heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah, you know, what? For me, I've been here a few times, and it really is fun to take someone like Jerry and yourself that have never been here before and see you guys look at it through, you know, those fresh eyes. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool for me. Don't get me wrong. I love it every single time, but to see people have that first-time experience is very fulfilling from my perspective as well. And hopefully you're enjoying it as well, listening in. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Here we go.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Migrated over to the Swinging Door Saloon and having a big old time after hanging out at Juliana's, right?
Right. That's it.
Yeah, we had some Save a Spice.
Times. Save a Spice.
And we realized, we found out from the bartender, what's your name, sir? I know he doesn't want to talk on the radio, but what's your name?
Eddie Hassel.
Eddie. Okay, so Eddie is the bartender at the Swinging Door Saloon, and he was nice enough to explain that what we're feeling the effects of right now after drinking a few shots of Save a Spice, that it's not that we're drunk. It's that we are suffering from altitude sickness. Is that right, Jerry?
Oh, I can feel it. I can tell. Give me
Jerry the diver guy. What do you think?
We have this gentleman back here that is the owner of the Hideaway.
Of the Hideaway. What's your name?
Tanner.
Tanner, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
All right, so I know Jerry the diver guy has been trying to, swindle your license what the hell is going on?
He's going to give us his license plate to take back to the States.
Why do we want this?
God, it's just freaking cool.
Oh, okay. Do you have this happen very often there, Tyler?
No, never.
Okay. It's the altitude sickness talking.
Yeah, altitude sickness.
No, yes, exactly.
No, we got him drunk, and he's going to give us
his license plate. No, it's altitude sickness. Are you not listening?
No, yeah, it's altitude sickness.
Yes. Okay.
It's alcohol sickness.
Tyler, right?
Tanner.
I'm sorry. Tanner, I apologize for Jerry the diver guy, but yeah. It just happens when divers visit your island. You've been here for a while or what?
Sig.
Have you been here on Save for a while?
Ninth year.
Ninth year. Doing what? What do you do here on the island?
I'm the chef owner at the Hideaway.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you guys feed everybody, the divers or whoever happens to visit Save, and you fell in love with it kind of thing. Where are you from?
California.
Okay. So you came here 9 years ago and just fell in love with the place?
Yeah, been here ever since.
What's your favorite thing you like to serve? What's the number one entree at the Hideaway?
Fresh fish.
Of course, that would make sense. Now you know what to order at the Hideaway if you come to Saba. All right, look, we are suffering from altitude sickness, but we'll be back with more from the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Who's drunk?
It's altitude sickness. What did I tell you?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I like to go deep. So one time I went very, 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 very deep with the computer and everything.
Water. Water. Water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are having the time of our lives here on the CX2 Caribbean Explorer 2 Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. Just what a great time. Anchored off the coast of Saba right now, towards the end of our adventure, unfortunately. But, man, we're getting ready to do one of, will be our last dive. And I guess it's Man of War. Is the dive site real close to Diamond Rock, not far from Diamond Rock, but we'll see what the captain says here in just a bit. But I'm sitting here with some of the guests that have put up with our shenanigans for the week. First up, we have John. John, how are you, buddy?
Doing great this morning. How are you, Greg?
I'm good. Now, last night, they gave out some certificates of achievement. Now, there was the Ironman Diving Award, which means you did every dive, and so far you have completed that, and you're getting ready to do the next one, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Did 25 after today, 25 dives, and missed 3 for land tours.
Okay, but that doesn't count. You're still an Ironman diver, according to us, doing every dive you possibly can, which is quite an accomplishment. But not only that, you became an advanced open water diver this week, right?
Yeah, that's correct. While on board, finished my ALW. Pretty proud of that.
Yeah, as you should be. Now, you see, John is very articulate. He's very serious because he's a pilot. And right now he's putting on a front because I know he's a whack job. Seriously, he was pulling out some serious bourbon there, and we were having a good old time. You've been having a blast this week, let's be honest, right?
Absolute trip of a lifetime.
It's a good time, for sure. Best way to go diving, wouldn't you agree?
I do agree.
And for you, it's really nice because you got your advanced open water diver. Now, you, what does this make you, about 70? I think you started, you said, like 60 dives before the trip or something like that. Is that what it was?
That's correct, yes.
And you, once again, are a pilot. So I want to ask you this, from one aspiring pilot to one who's already been there, done that, because you are a commercial pilot, right? You do this for a living, the flying thing?
Not anymore. I've got my rating, but I own a mechanical contracting business back in Kentucky, but I just fly for fun now.
Okay, well, that still counts. And but pilots, you know, use checklists. They're very disciplined, and I think that just makes you a better diver because you apply some of that, you know, checklist format type of thing that you have to learn to become a pilot, to become a scuba diver. Did you find some kind of polarity there when you were learning how to dive and get your skills sharpened?
Absolutely. I mean, do the same thing every time. That way you don't forget anything before you get in the water.
That's right. And you don't want to do that. You want to just get down there and be comfortable and feel good about it. All right. Well, congratulations on your achievements there, John. Also, we got Nash. And Nash has been, he's been around the world quite a bit on quite a few dive trips in the past, right?
Yeah. Greg, I've been on 15 boats. And I've been with the Explorer Ventures group. This is my 7th boat.
Seventh time with Explorer Ventures. How about that? So you found something you like here, I'm guessing.
They've always been an amazing staff. I don't know where they get these people. We have a hard time finding good people at home. But the staff is always, they work hard. You get up in the morning, they're already up. You go to bed at night, and they're still working. And they just an amazing group. And these dive trips are just fabulous.
Yeah, and now you came as a single, yeah, with the idea of you just kind of interface with everybody, make friends, and that's what is really great on a liveaboard trip. You can come as a group, as a couple, as a single, and it really doesn't matter. By the end of the week, you're going to have some longtime friends, more likely than not, right?
Well, actually, Saba has a 16-to-1 women to man ratio.
Oh, that's what brought you here.
I came
the island
here.
Of women.
Yes, I came here to look for a wife.
Yeah,
and
how'd that go for you?
It did not go well.
Oh well, okay, all right. You didn't drink enough.
Well, well,
they didn't.
No, the guys here start looking pretty good. I think.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're known for goats, too.
Yeah.
And if you drink enough, like at the Tipsy Goat,
yeah.
You never know. You might get lucky. You know what I mean?
Well, the goats actually were looking pretty good there.
I hear you. I hear Jerry the Diver Guy. You don't hear him right now because he might be hooking up with a goat as we speak. I don't know. We're going to have to find out what's going on with him. Also, now speaking of couples, we got Jen and Phil. And you guys are from where there, Jen?
Cleveland, Ohio area.
Cleveland, Ohio, all the way. And this was a first time on Explorer Ventures for you guys, or what?
No, this is our fourth time on Explorer.
Fourth time. So, you know, that's one of the cool things about Explorer Ventures is people keep coming back because obviously they have a great time. So this is new itinerary, second time for this itinerary for you guys, or what?
Well, since this is an exploratory itinerary, this is actually our first time. When we saw the itinerary that had Montserrat and Redonda, we were super excited and booked right away. But we have done the Caribbean Explorer before. We did 2 weeks back-to-back, so St. Martin to St. Kitts, and then St. Kitts to St. Martin a couple years ago.
And yeah, that's the way to do it. You know, if you go 1 week, you got to fly in one place and fly out the other. But if you do two, you can fly in the same place and just double your pleasure. Or do what I do, take a nap in the middle of the day and count it as 2 days. You know, and just start the day twice each day. And then, you know, like, I had a 14-day vacation. Awesome. Now, Phil, what about this itinerary? You guys booked it because of this exploratory element of Montserrat and Redonda. How did that live up to your expectations, you think?
Montserrat was amazing, and Redonda's, it's isolated and middle of nowhere. This live aboard boat's the only way you're going to do an island like that.
That is really cool. I mean, Redonda to me looked like a little Saba, you know, with some of the sheer rock face and that kind of thing, and it's just very dramatic and that kind of thing. I love that. I love that about Saba and fitting that into the itinerary. And, of course, our little land tour on Montserrat was pretty amazing, right, Jen?
It was fantastic. You see the devastation that the volcano has wrecked on that island, but you see the resilience of the people that, you know, they had their land, their houses slowly buried over the course of years, but they moved to different parts of the island and continued life. It's very, very inspiring and very awing, just the power of nature.
Yeah, exactly. Really puts you in your place and realize how fragile we really are when it comes to, you know, what Mother Nature can dish out. But just one of the most unique land tours I've ever experienced anywhere, let alone on a liveaboard trip. Cool stuff. Now, Tim, you're from Kentucky too, right?
I am, yes.
But you and Nash didn't know each other, right? But you're from the same neck of the woods, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We live a few miles apart and ended up on a boat to meet each other.
Yeah. And all they had to do was share some bourbon and like, yeah, I got the same stuff you got. Because you guys, you know, realize that the booze is included on the boat here on the Explorer Ventures. But everybody brought their own bottle of bourbon. What was that all about there, Nash?
We're snobs.
Or you're just from Kentucky, and that's what they do in Kentucky?
Other than marry relatives, we do. We're very high.
So wait a minute, this goat thing was an upgrade, is what you're telling me?
No.
Okay. Oh golly. But yeah, that's just what they do back home. Yeah, you know, you might as well bring a little home with you on vacation, right, Tim?
Yeah, we never travel without bourbon.
There you go. I guess that's, you don't dive when you're drinking it, but when you're done with the day of diving, why not have a little nip or two, I guess, take you back home. So what was your highlight of the trip? Is it a particular critter? Has it been a dive site? What do you think, Tim?
All of the diving's been fantastic. Got some great photos. I guess the highlight last night, I had a turtle, a stingray, a tarpon, and a nurse shark all in my light beam at one time on a night dive. So it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, you got to love that. What was the night dive site last night, Jen? Where did you guys hit? It was...
We went up to Tent Reef.
Tent Reef, yeah, one of the popular sites here on Saba. And so you just saw a lot of marine life out there. Actually, in Redondo, we had a bunch of squid. Did they have squid on the night dive in Saba? I was wondering if that was...
Not on a night dive. Not on a night dive, but on a day dive on Tent Reef before the night dive, we got two large squid.
Really?
Oh, that is so cool. I love seeing squid, cuttlefish, octopus, and stuff. And I know, Jen, you're a big octopus fan, right? Or is that, or am I thinking of Lois? Lois is wearing a pendant. She got a little octopus pendant from Joe Beam's up there on the island. And I was looking for octopus this week, too. I didn't see any. Anyone see an octopus? You did?
I've seen three. I saw two on one side.
Really?
And I was bringing up the rear. The people with the cameras were too far ahead of me. But
was that a night dive or one of the day dives?
They were both day dives.
Really? God, where the heck was I?
Both night dives. Both night
dives. Oh, they're nine dives. Okay. I didn't do much night diving this week. I figured, you know, I can't let that, you know, interfere with the bourbon tasting.
The Ash has already been in it this morning.
So. Yeah, exactly. The Kentucky guys kind of kicked it up a notch here in the evening. It was a good time. But everybody had a good time, right?
Absolutely.
And you'd go back? I mean, would you want to come back and add this? I mean, do you think Explorer Ventures ought to add this to their itinerary, Maserat and Redondo? What do you think, Jen?
Oh, absolutely. If they add this as a regular spot on their itinerary, I definitely could see coming back multiple times.
Yeah, you spend more quality time because literally we just kind of went in and went out. We didn't have a lot of time because we had to cover a lot of ground. So it was very exploratory. But, man, just getting a little taste of what they have to offer on those unique places really makes you want to go back. All right, look, we got one more segment. We're going to talk to some crew folks coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on the CX2 with Explorer Ventures. Man, what an amazing adventure. You know, we're going to the Red Sea with him. in October. We're going to the Maldives in January. All you have to do is dial them up, 1-800-322-3577, and you can join the party as well, whether we're on board or not. It's up to you, but you could join us on one of the trips we're on as well. All right, so we just got a few more minutes left, and I got to talk to some more of the crew. We already talked to Kirsten. How are you, Kirsten?
I'm good.
How did the passenger mix work this week compared to all the other passengers that you've had on your adventures here on the boat?
Very, very well. I mean, we had such lovely people this week. Everyone got along. Everyone was diving well together. So, yeah, it's been really amazing.
You are the best brown noser I've ever heard. That's so great. That's why she's gotten ahead in life, for sure. Now, let's talk to some other crew folk. We got Sarah, who is just, she's just a ball of joy. What do they call it? Mrs. Giggles or something? What do they call you?
Curly now.
Curly. Jerry the Diver Guy was calling her Curly because of her locks of fun that she shares with everybody. But she is filling in kind of as cook or full-time cook. What were you doing? Because you doing this last trip I was on.
I know that you kind of just always schedule yourself to come when I'm in the galley, but I split my time between the dive deck here and cooking in the galley.
Yeah, she is just so much fun, and Sarah is nice enough to send everybody home with like a 5-pound souvenir from our liveaboard trip. The food is just spectacular. You wouldn't think that she was a fill-in, but she actually is a fill-in on the chef side of things. But man, you do some amazing things with all the food that you put out there. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're the best.
Yeah, well, you are. And Sarah is so nice, and she really loves what she does. You can tell by her bubbly personality, and she loves to get out there on the water and dive as well. Yesterday we did the Pinnacle.
We did.
Is that your favorite dive site in Sabo, you think, or what? Do you have a fave?
It's up there. The topography and the uniqueness of it really makes it a spectacular dive.
Unique, isn't it?
Yeah, can't beat it. Yeah. Deep water.
Deep water. You like the deep stuff?
I do. It calls me.
It calls you. Yes. Yes. That and in the kitchen, too. But it's awesome. She is so cool and one of the many people you can meet on one of these liveaboard ventures. And are you on this boat for a while still, or what might you bounce around?
I'm on contract, so I should be here for another year.
Okay. Well, there you go. Just know you get a free 5-pound souvenir every time you come when Sarah's on board. Easy. Okay. Now, Amanda is with us as well. And she's actually, you're a resident of Nevis, and you're kind of filling in this week or filling in for a few weeks. Is that right, Amanda?
Yeah, that's right. I'm based in Nevis, and I just come on board and help out whenever I can.
Yeah, they heard that the Scuba Radio crew was coming on board. We need to hire reinforcements pretty much, right, Sarah?
We need a lot of help when you're here.
Yeah, need extra help. We need to restock the booze cabinet, that kind of thing. But, you know, she was nice enough to come over from Nevis and help out. Obviously an accomplished diver, and you do a lot of diving yourself, including the author of the Patty Specialty Scuba Yoga, or Yoga Scuba, or what is it?
Yeah, my distinctive specialty is called the Yoga Diver Course.
You actually wrote the Yoga Diver Course for Patty. That's pretty cool. So she has been doing, you know, different, you know, positions, you know, for the yoga thing. I mean, yeah, right? Yeah. Were you doing that with her too, Sarah?
Yeah, many.
Yeah, okay. She's like, yeah, no, I don't think so. No, but you're very flexible, and that's a good thing any diver can take. What are you laughing at, Kirsten? Kirsten's like, what is he saying? But no, seriously, that is kind of a cool thing to kind of find your zen place as a diver. It'll only make you a better diver if you combine the yoga and the diving thing, right?
Absolutely. We focus a lot on meditation and breathing techniques, which is really useful for just developing awareness. And it's good for helping you with buoyancy and your gas consumption and just in general being comfortable in the water and connecting with the underwater world. And
Sarah is a cool spirit. I do pick that up from you. And, you know, it's that whole kind of zen thing. It will kind of center you a little bit and help you get more relaxed. And scuba diving to me is a very mellow experience. You know, when you go down there, I do. I kind of get that kind of warm and fuzzy feeling being swallowed there by the ocean. Well, zen out, yes. But it'll make you better with your air consumption and stuff like that. Now, Jerry, the diver guy, I think needs to go through your course because the only yoga he knows is like Yogi Bear or something. You know what I'm saying? Hey, boo-boo! and he's drinking and setting forest fires. I don't know what he's doing, but he's a mess. He could benefit from something like this.
I tried. In fact, he came down to the dive deck one day for some yoga, and we ended up talking about politics instead. So
yes, that sounds like Jerry the Diver guy for sure.
Zenning out.
Yes, that really exactly the polar opposite for sure. Yeah, but you offer this course. Is there a place people can go and find you, or if they want to track down this yoga scuba thing?
Yeah, I have a website, www.soulscuba.com, SOULSCUBA. And I'm also on Facebook under the name Soul Scuba, and there's also a Facebook page for the Patty Yoga Diver course. So you can find out more there and get in contact with me there, find out where I'm at. I have yoga scuba vacations, and I travel around different places, and I'm trying to get some other instructors on board to bring it to more locations as well.
There you go. She's like Miss Yoga Scuba, so there you go. She Amanda is the gal for that. It's cool stuff, and I got to tell you, it really works, because we found out how old she is. She looks not a day over 30, and she's like 80 years old.
Yeah.
What an amazing adventure we have had this week. Once again, all you got to do is go to exploreadventures.com and book your own adventure, and you can be the person talking about it to your friends and rubbing it in and saying, hey, you could have been me. All right, so that'll wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here.
Under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get luck here, down in the muck here.
Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.